This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, November 10. Reality Check. Our reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 18. Saul was afraid of David, because the Lord was with David, but had departed from Saul. So he sent David away from him and gave him command over 1,000 men. And David led the troops in their campaigns. In everything he did, he had great success, because the Lord was with him. When Saul saw how successful he was afraid of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David, because he led them in their campaigns. Saul said to David, "Here is my older daughter, Merab. I will give her to you in marriage. Only serve me bravely and fight the battles of the Lord." For Saul said to himself, "I will not raise a hand against him. Let the Philistines do that." But David said to Saul, "Who am I? And what is my family or my clan in Israel, that I should become the king's son-in-law?" So when the time came for Merab, Saul's daughter, to be given to David, she was given in marriage to Adriel of Meholah. Now Saul's daughter, Michal, was in love with David. And when they told Saul about it, he was pleased. "I will give her to him," he thought, "so that she may be a snare to him, and so that the hand of the Philistines may be against him." So Saul said to David, "Now you have a second opportunity to be my son-in-law." Then Saul ordered his attendants, "Speak to David privately and say, 'Look, the king likes you, and his attendants all love you. Now become his son-in-law.'" They repeated these words to David, but David said, "Do you think it is a small matter to become the king's son-in-law? I'm only a poor man and little known." When Saul's servants told him what David had said, Saul replied, "Say to David, 'The king wants no other price for the bride than 100 Philistine foreskins to take revenge on his enemies.'" Saul's plan was to have David fall by the hands of the Philistines. When the attendants told David these things, he was pleased to become the king's son-in-law. So before the allotted time elapsed, David took his men with him and went out and killed 200 Philistines and brought back their foreskins. They counted out the full number to the king so that David might become the king's son-in-law. Then Saul gave him his daughter, Michal, in marriage. When Saul realized that the Lord was with David and that his daughter Michal loved David, Saul became still more afraid of him, and he remained his enemy the rest of his days. The Philistine commanders continued to go out to battle, and as often as they did, David met with more success than the rest of Saul's officers, and his name became well known. I remember watching my Chicago Bulls play the Los Angeles Lakers in the 1991 NBA Finals. It was the first final series for Michael Jordan as he led the Bulls. For the Lakers, Magic Johnson had topped the championship mountain a few times and knew how to win. The Lakers managed to steal the first game from the Bulls on their home floor, but in the second game, Jordan tore through the Lakers' defense. Johnson admitted his light was dimming as Jordan's skill led Chicago to its first of six championships. Johnson knew his better days were behind him, not in front of him. King Saul refused to admit that his kingdom was sinking. He was jealous and afraid of David because the Lord gave David victory after victory, and the people loved him. To try to buy David's loyalty in future warfare, Saul offered his daughter Merab to him. And at the same time, Saul thought, "Let the Philistines kill him." But David politely refused, saying that he was not worthy to be Saul's son-in-law. David might also have sensed that he should not be in debt to Saul. He couldn't trust Saul. Later on, David did accept Saul's offer of another daughter, Michal, for a price. And when Saul saw that Michal loved David and the Lord continued to be with David, Saul grew even more afraid, jealous, and angry. Saul just couldn't let go, and he remained David's enemy. Pray with me. Lord, mold me to live your way, not mine. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.